Richard Avedon helped make fashion photography a respectable art form. His work was shown in some of the world's most prestigious art museums, and it was a staple in magazines, Harper's Bazaar, Vogue, The New Yorker, sometimes unflattering portraits of the famous, the rich, and the beautiful. Richard Avedon died today at the age of 81. NPR's Neda Ulaby has an appreciation.
Richard Avedon was best known for his portraits. They were stylized but revealing. His first subject was his sister, as he told NPR's Susan Stamberg in 1993.
We photographed Louise with parasols and clown costumes and standing in the sunshine. And I thought, well, skin is light sensitive and skin gets tanned. So I took a negative of Louise and pasted it onto my shoulder and went out to the beach. The next morning, I peeled it off, and there was my sister on my shoulder.
Oh, my goodness.
She later died in a mental institution, and I think her beauty had something to do with that.
Richard Avedon was born in New York City in 1923, where his father owned a dress shop. He got his first camera, an Eastman Kodak Box Brownie, when he was 9 years old. He took his first professional portraits after he joined the Merchant Marine in 1942. They were ID photos. After the war, Avedon joined the staff of Harper's Bazaar. There he helped revolutionize fashion photography by shooting models in unlikely locations, like NASA launch pads and the pyramids of Egypt.
Even if the fashion was groundbreaking at the time, it was an enthusiasm that sort of wore itself out, and portraiture never has.
Avedon's portraits of celebrities made him a celebrity himself. Fred Astaire played a character based on the photographer in the 1957 film Funny Face. Audrey Hepburn was his very reluctant model.
A man of your ability wasting his time photographing silly dresses on silly women.
Well, I don't know. Most people think their beautiful dresses on beautiful women.
At most, a synthetic beauty. Mm. Trees are beautiful. Why don't you photograph trees?
I do what I do for a living. It has to do with supply and demand. And you'd be amazed how small the demand is for pictures of trees.
Avedon's pictures included portraits of Marilyn Monroe, former President Dwight Eisenhower, Henry Kissinger, and the Chicago Seven. In the 1970s, he traveled to the American West. There, he photographed cowboys, drifters, and ranch hands. He captured a bald beekeeper covered in bees. In 2002, the Metropolitan Museum of Art exhibited 60 years' worth of Avedon portraits. Maria Morris Homburg curated the show. She told NPR that Avedon could make anyone an icon.
What is it if you take away celebrity? So that's what he did in the American West, is he went out to find people who didn't have necessarily the fame, the accomplishments, to find out what links us all, what is the common denominator.
Avedon never considered his photographs art. He said the only thing that photographers have is technique. What set him apart was what he evoked in his subjects.
It's all about a kind of what I call unearned intimacy. You meet someone you don't know, you try for the deepest portrait of their souls, and it happens in an hour, half hour, 15 minutes.
Richard Avedon became the first staff photographer for The New Yorker in 1992. He was on assignment for the magazine in San Antonio, Texas, when he suffered a brain hemorrhage last weekend. He died early this morning. Richard Avedon was 81 years old. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.
And you can find interviews with Richard Avedon at our website, npr.org. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.